Hello and welcome to the new human, transmissions of a new consciousness, a new earth paradigm, and the frequencies of fifth world. I am your host, Deanne Hampton, coming to you from a winter wonderland. Last weekend we had an ice storm, and this weekend, welcoming in February, we have snow. And it's all beautiful and it's all delightful. And living in the mountains, you just learn to be flexible and adjust. And I'm really, really grateful to live where there are four seasons. Mother Nature's doing her thing. So let's just take a moment here. Ooh. Right at the beginning of our time together today, to just breathe in the light. Breathe through open hearts, grateful hearts, the full recognition and gratitude of all that is here with us now, here with you, here with me, here with this collective ascension of the human species and this planet, beautiful blue planet Earth. The new dimensional space that we are in now, held by, loved so fully by. A time and space with so many dimensions and textures, realms, shadows, light, depth, expanse, interior, exterior, rise. A multidimensional, multi-spectrum presence of light that we cannot possibly articulate with our limited language. But we do have the capacity to feel. To feel it all. So close your eyes and perhaps place a hand on your heart and just breathe this light through your heart, your pineal. Swirl it in your light body field. Last week, final days of January and completion of the sacred season was pregnant with solar flare, CME, and major geostorm activity. It felt like a rollout, like spilling out in folds that presented a very active few days of opening, receiving, and integrating. This wave held deep shifts for both consciousness and DNA. More radiance, more revelation. Many of my return path initiates have been sharing with me that they're just feeling so much joy for no reason, all different walks of life, and yet this joy, a joy that the Shining Ones call not of this dimension. And while this last week did calibrate the gateways of the heart for more zero-point focus, the brainwave attunements from proton elevation were really palpable, really strong energy in the brain, pressure in the head that was pretty intense at times. And yet that physical intensity, remember, our bodies are going through a lot with these upgrades. And yet that physical intensity carried within it a trust, a knowing of the greater process underway. Proton effects go beyond the brain fog symptoms and active dream states that come with magnetic disruptions, magnetic energy, new feminine, that's what the plasma light is. This activity was, it was aimed at expansion of higher awareness. Plasma intelligence feels really liquid and radiant in the brain space. So all influxes this year, and we're going to go into explore and break down both the influxes, energy influxes, and the themes of 2026 in today's transmission. But all these influxes support physicalization of the higher timelines, grounding this new light, embodiment of this new light, bringing the etheric into form, which means that you must regularly check in with your personal choices, actions, creations, as the fields adjust to welcome the full expression of higher consciousness. So no more autopilot. No more lower chakra defaults where the mental and emotional bodies cling to fear and survival, safety. We must begin to truly live and breathe and make the choices that reflect a profound trust in the light, in these higher dimensional expressions of existence that are ready for collaboration. This first full week of February 2026, the field is lighting up. Connection, community, many who have had their own journey of initiation and have grounded substance from the higher realms will be joining forces. The power that is emanating is translating into strength, a felt physical and inner strength for our human experience. Strength of mind, over emotion, an inner strength reinforcing resilience. So many profound and small ways that the birth of this new cycle is initiating. I had to go to the eye doctor in January to get my contact prescription renewed. And as with the last few previous years, my eyesight keeps improving. So this time, my prescription changed pretty dramatically for the better. I got new contacts with this new vision. And when I first put them on, I felt like Superwoman, like I had X-ray supervision. The world around me was just so crisp and vibrant. All year long, leading up to this appointment, I thought, wow, my eyes must be really getting worse. But actually, they were in an old contact of vision, old perception, if you will. So clarity is one of the themes of 2026. I have another client that was saying, I've been washing my windows all week, this last week of January, and that's totally tying in to the sensations, the waves of energy that are communicating and vibrating with clarity. And again, we're going to be exploring these themes today: clarity of creation, creative expression of the new light rises, uninhibited by circumstances. So we're moving through. You know, the dream that I shared with you last month where I'm on a speedboat and I was not driving, someone else was in control, and I was just riding along with a companion that felt like just this beautiful interdimensional feminine being. And suddenly this tsunami wave appears in front of the boat, right in the direction we're going. And in the dream, I almost like held my breath. I wasn't sure what was going to happen. And the boat just slips effortlessly through the wave. We didn't get wet. The boat didn't get tossed or turned. The sun is bright. The light is glistening. We're zooming along towards this beautiful destination that kind of felt like we were going to see Oz. And here comes another tsunami wave. And again, this white boat on crystallized water, blue, beautiful blue color, and a blue sky and bright sun. We're zooming along. I am not driving, so I'm not in control. Something else is in control. Here comes this tsunami wave, so 3D, so representative of the chaos and distraction and overwhelm that is happening in the outer world. And the boat just, it's like it was not in the same dimension. It just zips effortlessly through this wave. And the participants in all of the dimension where the light was were uninhibited and unaffected by this resistance. There was zero fear. There are just so many gifts being bestowed. And what a gift it is to shift perspectives, to no longer be bound to old agreements and contracts and the diminishing influence of the Piscean age. The kind of power that is present now is a power that polishes. The refined love light intelligence of our sun is beaming new harmonics aimed at the infinite heart and crystalline DNA. These same harmonics are also aimed at all the waters of this magical blue ball, planet Earth, activating new vortices beneath the oceans, the Great Lakes. So much coalescing, cooperating, co-creating on so many levels in the awakening and rebirth of humanity and Earth. This highly activating expansive light will increase in strength and influence this year, raising up open conduits. You are a lotus. Raising us up when we've been emptied out and we have surrendered to what was. Opening up like a lotus into strength and influence this year. And more advanced states of pure unity consciousness. It is a really big year for precision stargate keeping and distribution of this new light. And Gaia reminds us to birth our inner sun in order to assist her in birthing her inner sun. the sunlight interacting with our planet today feels transcendent. Again, two coherent hearts. It's like being in love. A really humbling, heart-opening, consciousness shifting light. Many are feeling this code change in Solaris and the organic stargates already. So as this new sunlight and new harmonic activity grows, the love affair is very much influenced by the growing, expanding, powerful presence of the Divine Feminine. I've had so many different experiences in just this last month, January, with palpable, beautiful feminine presence, which drew my mind and my heart toward a meditation for today's transmission, honoring the many names, faces, influences, and eras of feminine wisdom throughout our history. In the backdrop of this feminine portal, feminine container, is music that I have been equally possessed by this last month. I also love that we can kind of anchor and send the intention and light of this meditation into the field today, Sunday, February 1st, on a full moon, the snow moon, no less, the essence of which is very motherly, grandmotherly, internal, nurturing, powerful, transcending, and this moon is in Aquarius. Of course. See, so just please continue to be present with all these gifts. Aquarius, unity, community, humanitarianism, independence, freedom, sovereignty, carrying us into the partial solar eclipse on the 17th, also in Aquarius, an annular new moon, ring of fire, the fire horse, just gifts upon gifts upon gifts, spilling out over humanity. It's like the shower that is glistening and interacting with our new human skin and our new human genetics and this planet, new earth, Gaia realms. You can feel the spiral of ascension growing, expanding, anchoring so beautifully, so powerfully with Christed light and the Great Mother, Divine Feminine, showing the way, escorting us over the threshold. The theme of this meditation is the path, the song, the music I've been so captivated by for all of January is called Path of Parolis by Buddha Code. It's a musical representation evoking a spiritual or cosmic journey through soundscapes, following a path beyond the mind, beyond the known, that is comprised of tones, harmonics, frequency, and light, which is the true language of your soul. When I first heard this song, I think I was making protein balls in the kitchen. I was listening to Spotify, and it was randomly playing songs based on what I typically listen to. Sometimes Spotify seems to have its own consciousness. And when this song came on, it took me in. It captured me, and I was inside the song. I was not separate from it. My consciousness immediately jumped onto the melody, and I easily anticipated each next place the melody would go, even though I had never heard this song before. There was not a song and the end. There was just harmonics, sound, frequency, and a language that I became one with, that I somehow knew and understood, captured, captivated, mesmerized by a simple melody. And the song kept calling me back again and again and again, much in the way the realms of love light do for you and for me and for this humanity. Path of Parolos, mind suspended. Every time I listened, I felt like I was stepping onto a path, stepping into a place that was magical. So I invite you to listen as you breathe. Be with and feel these codes. There is a message. There is a remembrance. It is the same thing happening with the particles emanating from our sun, coded with information, remembrance, intelligence. These tones are an invitation. They are taking us on a journey. I can listen on repeat for hours. Why?